بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Most respected honorable ulama kiram, Hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this time that we find ourselves, definitely trying and challenging to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes, or rather we would say every one of us, on a daily basis in the recent past have been receiving janazah notices, and that too multiple janazah notices. Some family members have been to the ghusl khana, and some were saying that our family member, we were in the queue waiting for the janazah, for the ghusl to take place. And like that, there are family members that have experienced multiple janazas in 1 week. And as of recent, multiple janazas over 2 days. So whatever we are witnessing, whatever we are seeing, these are all signs for us. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. These are signs from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each one of us for an objective. And are we living for that objective? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that al-maut, when a person experiences death, then he says that this is tuhfatul mu'min, gift of a believer. Because al-mautu jisrun yusirul habib ila al-habib. The only way for us to reach our beloved Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is via maut. Reaching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is inevitable. We have to go towards akhirat. And the means and the zariah of that is via death. So recently we were in a janazah, and this one brother is mentioning, he says, Mawlana, in our family thus far we have had 6 janazahs from the beginning of the year. In our family, 6 janazahs, extended family. So he says, make special dua. The other brother who was with us in the discussion says, you're so fortunate. Allah accepted 6 shuhada in your family. Hafidhul Quran must take 10 people to Jannah. You're so fortunate. 70 people for 1 shaheed. Are you not fortunate? So alhamdulillah, through the whatever we are witnessing, whatever we are seeing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really blessed many a person that has passed away in this pandemic. During these trying times, there were certain kalguzaris, certain people that have passed away, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had really blessed each one of them with a good death. Every one of us are on this journey to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The destination is akhirat. The death is only the door towards akhirat. And every one of us, our entire life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our zindagi, our entire life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, every day is an opportunity to prepare for akhirat. The final moment, that is the most crucial moment for every believer. The final moment is the most crucial. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhal al jannah. That person whose final statement is La ilaha illallah will definitely enter into Jannah. Definitely. One muhaddith, Abu Zur'a, rahimahullah, he was in his final moments of death. And in the final moments, he started reciting this hadith. Then qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man kana akhiru kalamihi La ilaha illallah. That was his last breath and he passed away. So the people were discussing that he didn't finish the hadith. The last part of the hadith is dakhal al-jannah. So one alim so beautifully explains and he said, that lafzan, meaning verbally he started the hadith, but practically he completed it, he entered into Jannah.
If he has recited this kalima, he has gone into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the best of deaths, inshaAllah. The best of deaths. Now we're talking about a person who's no alim, he's no mufti, he wasn't even a hafidhul Qur'an. Yet the day before they put him onto the ventilator, family goes to this isolated room, and they are in communication with him because it's just going to be a few moments and the ventilator is going to be put on. And what was his discussion with his family? His discussion was, have I fulfilled my trust and amanat to my family? Have I fulfilled it? What am I going to tell Allah if I pass away? Have I fulfilled it? That's his worry and concern. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the mouth of Jumu'ah. The death that we will all see, jackpot. That death which we all desire and we wait for. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ma min muslimin, that person who passes away on the day of Jumu'ah, then illa waqahu Allahu fitnat al-qabri. He's already protected from the fitna of the qabr. One person who passed away on Friday morning, the night previous to that, we had paid him a visit. So it was a healthy discussion, conversation, etc. And the person passes away on a Friday. But if you go into this person's life, this was no coincidence. It's not that it just happened. When this person was alive at the beginning of the pandemic, he started writing down, not reciting. That was besides his ma'mulat of reciting. He started writing the durood. The jazallahu anna muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima hu ahlu. Now if a person's life is going to be on durood sharif, then the death also for it to be on Friday is no coincidence. It's due to the deep love and ta'alluq that he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each one of us. One lady in the community who passed away, on a Wednesday she was extremely ill, very, very sick. She told the family members, what's the time, what's the time? So they told her, 3 o'clock, what's the time, 3:30, what's the time, 4 o'clock? And she continued asking the time. Eventually the family members brought the clock, they put it in front of her bed. You see, ma, there's the time, you can see it now. So she's watching the time. She's actually watching the time. The moment Maghrib Salah sets in, on the Thursday, Maghrib Salah sets in, she picks, Allah, oh my Allah, you accepted my dua. You see, ma, what you talking about? You see, I was waiting for this Jumu'ah, waiting for it. I hope so my dua was accepted. Friday morning, exactly tahajjud time, she passes away. Exactly tahajjud time. No alim, no mufti, but a person who lived a life for an objective. Our entire life, every mu'nal moment. Kama tahyaun tamutun. As we live our lives, shall we die. So every minute we've been given by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to prepare for that last meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person who also passed away. Now we're not talking about sahaba. Maybe you say, Mawlana, they were cut from a different cloth. We may talk about the pious and the aslaf. Well, those are buzruks. We're not talking big buzruks. We're talking about ordinary personalities and people in our society, in our communities who we interacted with, who we knew, who were our relatives. One person about to pass away on deathbed. Family members come around. So this person is saying, please move. You see, but Papa, move for what? You see, they're coming, please move. You see, Papa, there's no one. You're hallucinating. You're very sick. You're sedated. You don't know what's happening. Okay. They started reciting kalima. He said, listen, move. So they quickly moved. They said, Papa, what's happening? So they moved. He opened his hands. He did as if he was hugging someone. La ilaha illallah. And he passed away. The angels of death came to receive his ruh. So these are the deaths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed people in our society. Allah is giving us every moment and opportunity to achieve so high. We can achieve such mouths, such deaths. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of cleaning our hearts, making khidmat-e khalq. These were two qualities, alhamdulillah, in most of these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with such pious, good, healthy deaths. Number one was clean hearts. And number two is khidmat-e khalq. that those people who served the creation and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us with a good death, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant complete shifa to those that are sick and ailing, those that are the grieved hearts, those that are really grieving. Remember, that's where the du'as are accepted. Those hearts, du'as are accepted. Person has lost his mother, fathers, and how many multiple people in the family, to console, to comfort, to help, to assist. That's where du'as are accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability, and grant each one of us good. That's wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi.